Hey everyone, and welcome to the Human Design Podcast with me, your host, Emma Dunwoody. I'm a qualified master coach and human behavior specialist, as well as being a qualified human design coach. And I work with clients every single day to answer the big questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And what is my purpose? I also assist them to transition from the person they think they should be to the person they really are on the inside. I teach people how to actually live their design instead of just knowing it. And if this is something that you want to do too, well, stay tuned or reach out for private coaching or Human Design Unpacks, where I show you exactly how to live your design. Hey, hey, and welcome to today's podcast. I am so excited to have you here, and it's just going to be you and me and, of course, Justin, who sits here quietly all the time and pretends like he's not here today. So we're going to start this episode with some thank yous, as usual, and I'm going to throw over to Just. So if only you could see his face right now, like, what? We've got a couple more people who have deserve a good shout out for writing up a review. One of them was, go for it,
JBET8.
Awesome. And where was JBET8 from, Just?
From the United States of America.
Awesome. So this was my Manifestor 6-2, yeah?
Correct.
Awesome. I love it. For all of you out there listening, Justin is a 6-2 himself, so lots of wisdom. What's your pearl of wisdom for JBET8? Oh,
wow, on the spot. Pearl of wisdom for 6-2 is...
Okay, for all of you out there listening, what I've just done is absolutely put someone with an open throat on under pressure to speak. And of course, he's looking at me like, stop it! So I will give you some wisdom, JBET8. Being a manifestor, make sure that you are unapologetically yourself. Even more so because you're a 6-2. I mean, being a manifestor, you have to be unapologetically you. But being a 6-2 is about being a role model. It's the role model hermit. And depending where you're at in your life, you might be at that time in your life, that midlife section, where you're really making sense of those lessons, of those trial and errors that you have had to learn through for the first third of your life. Now, being a 6-2, you also have that 2, the line 2, which is the gifted child, the hermit. So be really conscious of what gets projected onto you from a capability, from a gifted point of view. And then you take time. You take time away from the world to make sense of it. Because, you know, later on in life, you're really going to be called out for your wisdom. So take your time to actually refine what that wisdom is. Give your yourself the time and space to develop that wisdom, and don't allow anyone else to pressure you. So there you go, JBET8. Thank you so much for your review, and I would, let's move on to the second one. So who's the second one?
Moses with lots of S's.
Thank you so much. Where's Moses from?
Australia.
Awesome. Boom. Another Aussie. Well, thank you so much. You didn't give us any of your insights. Any of your details. So unfortunately, I can't give you a few little insights here. But so hopefully that was helpful, not only to JBET8, but also our listeners, and just quietly Justin a little bit, I think. Okay, so let's move on. Today, I'm kind of inspired. I want to sort of refine my human design mission. And the reason why I want to talk about that is because I'm so super excited about how many people out there are doing human design. And because human design is so detailed, there are a lot of different ways that people are sort of going about it, or where they specialize, or even the way in which they're using it. And this is all great. The big thing about human design is that it is an experiment. And we are the experts of our own design. So really learning to live in alignment with who we are is our mission. And once we do that, then we can test, you know, we can live the experiment and see If we're listening to our authority and we're making decisions that way, and we're noticing the opportunities to respond to, or the things that light us up, or whatever it is for us, we can start to pay attention to the results we're getting and notice that life is getting better and more aligned. But for me specifically, I should say, and for me specifically, the reason I came to human design and definitely the area that I spend most of my time with human design is really about mastering our own unique journey. And what I mean by that is, I'm going to take you back a few years to little Emma Dunwoody. Actually, she was little Emma Shackleton back then. And as a really little kid from about the age of, 4 or 5, I remember that my friend Gabriella and I used to always pretend that we were aliens from out of space and we'd come to this planet Earth. And all we wanted to do was study these humans. Now, we were inspired by these humans, we were fascinated by them, and we really wanted to understand what made them tick. And this in itself absolutely fascinates me, because basically that's who I have become as an adult. You know, obviously other than the alien part. But every single day, I am focused on human behavior and mastering that human behavior and helping people understand what makes them tick. Now, this is something that's always fascinated me, because on a really deep level, and I'm going to say soul level, I've always believed that I really do know what my purpose is. And the thing that, and it's really hard to articulate, I feel like I have a specific purpose. I feel like there's bits of it that I'm aware of. However, over the years, I've definitely found it very challenging to access that, like access what specifically is my purpose, like why am I here? And I have broken that down in a lot of ways, cerebrally and behaviorally, whether that's values, whether that's understanding, you know, my why or what drives me, understanding, you know, what my strengths are, what my weaknesses are. However, with human design, it goes a whole lot deeper. And this is where I find I'm lit up by human design. And that is the part of us that I believe is intrinsically connected to our own personal quest. And I get personal quest very much from my favorite book, which is The Alchemist. My two favorite books are The Alchemist and Alice in Wonderland. And they are both a hero's journey, and they're both about the individual, the person in the story, really evolving into who they came here to be. And the, you know, as in The Alchemist, it's your personal legend. For me, I call it your personal quest, because I don't want to rip off Paolo, because the dude's awesome, wouldn't want to upset him. And this is why human design for me is so specifically powerful, because over the years I have managed to master my mindset around happiness. As you know, I was diagnosed with depression and panic disorder, and it was a journey over a number of years to heal myself of that. And that journey was, at the time, I believed, fundamentally my mindset. And I still think today it's got a lot to do with primarily mindset. However, the bits that I'm now becoming conscious of as I understand human design is that there were other things that I came into alignment with, you know, whether it's where we lived, whether it was shifting into some different work, into study. So as I was unconsciously aligning with my human design and doing all the work on my mindset to have a happiness mindset as opposed to a depression mindset, I was actually aligning to my personal quest. Now, these days, I'm massive on let's hack it. You know, let's get into our human design from this point of view of what is my personal quest? What is my evolution? And there, you know, what are my lessons? Because one of the things that I really say that a lot, don't I? But one of the things, there's lots of things that fascinates me with human design, and I can get a bit stuck with, is the one-dimensional message of a lot of the gates, let's say. If you I have gate 34, the gate of great power. And it's all about a personal power. It's all about, you know, it's a very, how you learn to create into the world great things, but they have to be from your perspective as opposed to an energy for others. And so for me, that's quite a one-dimensional interpretation. However, then when I apply it to me as a person, one of my greatest and most challenging journeys is that quite crazily, or is it crazy? Or it's not an accidental thing at all. But however, when I look at the external clues, I was born an only child. And what do you know about only children? Well, the one thing I bloody heard over and over and over again as an only child was they're self-centered brats. And so what did I do? I created a mindset that said I cannot under any circumstance be self-centered or a brat. Now, I also have this gate 34 and it's actually in my north node. So it's like my destiny. And my destiny is to really know my fullest power for me first. And it does almost be, it is almost from a, I'm going to say self-centered, but a resourceful, safe, self-centered point of view. Now, this has been a massive challenge for me over the years. And even to this day, if I'm unconscious to my choices, I will always put others first and I will use this great power for others, or at least I will try to use my great power for others. So this is what I really want you guys to start to see your human design as. It's a roadmap for your personal quest. You know, where are the places within your human design that you can be looking for the clues for your quest? So as I said, the North Node is a great place to start because we're moving from the South Node. And again, for any astrologers out there, please pipe up. My friend Rick Michael is incredible. And of course, I've got a lot of information on this through human design points of view, books and research, I should say. But what my point is that I really want you guys to see it as an opportunity to get curious, dive in, don't get stuck to one piece of dogma. Like, try it on, work it out for you. Another place, obviously, where you want to look for purpose and your personal quest is in your incarnation cross. You know, like I had not come across anyone with my incarnation cross, I don't know, like in 2 years. And then in the last week, I've met four. And the thing that's really, really cool about this, and because I do very much believe that things turn up when they need to turn up. And one of the things that is crazy is we all have similar businesses. We all have similar stories. And we all are very much in alignment with where we're going. So this is the super cool thing, right? I want you to start seeing as your human design, not as something that you have to live by or force yourself to be, or as Kim mentioned when I had her on the podcast last, I don't want you to think it's just something else you have to be. It's not. It's something I want you to be super curious about. I want you to unpack it. I want you to try it on for yourself. Work out what feels like it resonates. You know, like is there a resonance? If not, just let it go. Like any personal development, if you have no resonance with what you learn or what someone tells you about it, let it go. Because the thing is, it might be true for you, but you're not ready to receive it at that time, or it just might not be true for you at all. And look, I'm working more and more with people that are what I like to call borderline reflectors. And what that means is that they have one energy center connected, defined energy center, connected to another via a unconscious channel. So that means that they really only have access to, you know, one that I have in my program is just his spleen. He has an unconscious connection to his will center. And another one in my program at the moment is she's got a sacral with an unconscious connection to the G center. And a couple of reflectors. I'm really excited to be working with more and more reflectors now. And what's really important is that in both of these cases, the first two I've shared with you, when they listen to either the projector information or the generator information, they're kind of like, oh, I resonate on parts of it, but not all of it. So this is what I really want to encourage with human design. It's an experiment for you to run through your body, to get curious about, excuse my dog over there. She's trying to make a nest out of the floorboards. Yeah, we know it's not going to work, but she's 15. We're not going to tell her. So from my point of view and the way I see the world, everything in me is about this personal quest, about who we came here to be, and ultimately the legacy we choose to leave behind. And I believe that human design is such a fantastic tool to work in conjunction with mindset, with understanding neuroscience and how you can affect your think, or how your thinking affects the quantum. It goes hand in hand with quantum physics, understanding your energy. It's like a hack to understanding your vibration and increasing your vibration. And as I say, most specifically for me, human design is that part that we can tap into to understand our personal quest. You know, if I'm really honest, one of the big things for me, and I know I've shared this before, is I pushed away human design for a couple of years because I'm a 3-5 profile. And you're going to hear someone amazing coming up soon, Lola Pickett, who's also a Lion 3. And she said that she did exactly the same thing. Because when you're told that you're a martyr and basically life's going to be rubbish, you don't want to hear that because you already experience a life of trial and error. You're already experiencing a life that tends to smack into you. So one of the things for me as a 3-5, that it wasn't human design that gave me the resilience to keep turning up. It was actually the mindset work. It was because I chose to go, well, right, if I signed up for this, I signed up for this. So I must be wanting to grow. I must want to be evolving this way. So part of my personal quest is about jumping in first before it comes to me. So this is how human design helps me. This is how I use human design to coach. It's all about who you're becoming and the evolution. One of the things I want you guys to be very conscious of is don't get stuck in the dogma. It is an experiment, and so many different people are interpreting it in so many different ways, and there is no such thing as right or wrong. It's just try it on. Does it resonate? Does it not resonate? Now, if you want to know more about your own personal quest, please reach out. I know that we all came into this world agreeing on how we were to be designed. We've been exposed from the moment we get into the world to conditioning. And this conditioning isn't here necessarily to hurt us. It's here to evolve us. You know, the beauty of human design is that first we want to clean and clear out that conditioning, tidy it up as it were, and then we have the opportunity to really move in to create wisdom and connect to our purpose, our quest, and why we came onto this planet. So I feel like that was just a long rant about how much I love human design and how I feel like it all works together. And I really trust that it's inspiring you to connect to something bigger than whatever, inverted commas, problem is sitting right in front of you. Because whatever you're dealing with right now is just a chapter in your own personal quest. And your personal quest is the story of your life, the evolution of your life that you came here to experience. So everything is valuable. And even more than that, human design gives you the best hack to getting to those points of evolution faster, in my opinion. All right, everybody. Well, thank you so much for joining me. We've got some more interviews coming up. I would love to know if you could direct message me on Insta or LinkedIn or anywhere else. Let me know. Do you want to hear more podcasts with interviews? Do you want to hear more podcasts with just me? Are there any specific subjects you want to talk about? Because I've got a couple of others coming up with just me that are not that are going to bring together human design and things like some other NLP principles so that you guys can be merging all of this into your life. Because I really do believe that we are a tapestry as individuals, and we need to find the right aligned tools and strategies, as well as being able to decondition and let go of who we think we should be. All right, on that note, with my dog trying to make the boards comfy again, I'm going to head out. Thank you so much for being here, and I look forward to having you on the next podcast. Bye for now. Thanks everyone for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast, or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.